Goodie with y'all, man. It's Basketball Jones, man. Episode 59, man. I'm your host, King C's, with my co-host.
Hey, Swilly, what it do?
I know what it is, man. We ball forever. Ball is life, love is life, man. I know what it is, man. We got some slow news today. It's a little slow turtle walking this week, but we back with some news. We're gonna jump right into it, man. We got Boogie Cousins, man. He got released this week, man, from the Rockets, or last week, or week before, like right at the end of the week. I was kind of surprised by this. He just dropped like 28 the game before he got released. He seemed like he was getting into his groove a little bit, like he was getting his legs back under him, and then they snatched him away. Now, don't get it twisted. Boogie gonna get signed somewhere, but whoever, you know, I heard there's a couple of teams that's looking for him. The Nets need a big man. Lakers need a big man, of course. Whoever need a big man, basically, they're looking for him right now. So he gonna get signed to somebody. Kind of salty for Boogie at the same time, because he was literally right on the cusp of having a big-ass contract and getting that max deal before he got hurt. So that's kind of bullshit. That's kind of sucky. But I mean, and then he got hurt again last year, even though he do get a ring for that. He did get a ring for playing with the Lakers last year, even though he got hurt at the beginning of the season. So he is a champion, even though he don't want to have it that way, from what I've seen on his quotables. But what you feel about that, Ace? What you think, man? Where we think he gonna go? Why you think they did it? Shit, I don't know why they did it.
Honestly, I don't know. That kind of caught me off guard. But who, I don't know. You know, honestly, who would be a good fit for him? I guess the Lakers probably. But, I mean, what do he got left?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I think he got a lot
left in his tank, though, because he been hurt for so long. You know what I mean? He's just been sitting and rehabbing. I think I thought last year was going to be his year to show like he can get back into his groove, but that ain't been the case. So, I mean, this year going to have to be last year for him, but he need to be on somebody's roster like right away so this shit can make sense.
Yeah, he should be able to contribute some way, but it's, you know, man. Who going to risk giving him that opportunity?
Damn, Lakers starting
to pop. Which the Nets probably would more, like, you know what I mean, because the Nets
need it.
But yeah. He ain't going to fix a situation.
Dude.
It ain't like he played defense anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They need somebody that's heavy in the paint.
That's a stopper, flat out. Just a stopper.
That can disrupt some stuff.
That can just really body some shit, disrupt some shit, block some shots. You know what I mean? Change some shot selections when people driving in the paint. So they do need like a big body to do that. They need like a Hassan Whiteside. That's out on the block. That's out there right now. Both of the teams really need them. Somebody need a big man that's gonna stop somebody. And right now, Boogie is a big man. I don't know how good his defense is gonna be, because I haven't seen him in like a long time.
I don't see him, because that's just not.
But he's an offensive threat for sure. So he gonna get some buckets depending on who he goes to.
Probably grab rebounds there.
Shit, you know who could use him, bruh? Blazers. With Nurkic down.
They could use supposed to come back.
I don't know, but he can't stay healthy for shit, boy. So it's slow working for him, man. He definitely can't stay healthy for shit. What else we got? Blake Griffin. I heard that he was also interested in Blake. They said they needed a forward, so they looking into that. Also, they've been getting hit with a lot of COVID shit too, so their lineup's been like a lot of shuffling.
He most definitely be a good fit.
They need a forward.
Fit right in their rotation, good. You know what I mean? We've been going.
These boys just hit like five threes already.
The heat problem right now is their guards is injured.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
They gotta get back.
What's good, y'all? Who in the chat? What they say? Nobody, nobody. But yeah, I mean, I think the Heat, that they definitely need that shit.
Yeah, they need to get back on.
Their personnel is just like all up and down right now with everything that they getting hit with. So that's why they record the way it is right now. Hopefully it get better. Hopefully, you know, everything, you know, paying back out for them. They still got the second half of the season to kind of bounce back like Spalding. So we'll see what they do. But I don't know if they're going to do it this year, to be honest with you. I think last year took a lot out of them. And it was almost somewhat premature because the young players got to shine. But at the same time, it was like, how can I put it? It's a lot of things that they got to develop on and develop with as they grow, and in certain stages that you get to you know, certain games, certain playoff games, certain challenges you come across that helps you overcome certain things to be the better player that you could possibly be. And so with Miami last year, to me, it seemed like they got, how could I put it? Like, it was a lot of steps that you possibly could have skipped because, I mean, they made it to the chip, but it's like, it's more to it than just getting, like, you know, getting there how they got there last year. Like, you know what I mean? They did their thing. But you could tell, like, when they got to the finals, how those young players compared to seasoned veteran players.
It's a lot to consider.
That's my point. You know what I mean? That veteran IQ and all that shit, it mattered when they got to the finals with the young players that they had. The players had the talent to get there, but it's other shit that comes along with it that, you know, that helped them. Help Lakers get over that hump, and that's something that the Heat players and the young players that they have, that young core that they have, they're going to have to, you know, learn and build through. This season going to be good for them, whether it be a bad season or not. It's still going to be a good season for them because it's going to be a lot of shit that they're going to have, a lot of challenges that they're going to overcome going into next year. So I don't really see this season as it being a wash for them. It's just they hurt. You know what I mean? Can't nobody stay healthy right now. Jimmy Butler been in and out of the lineup, and that's basically your best player. So, you know, with him being out of the lineup, with him and Bam, on top of that, it's slow. It's, you know,
I think they're going to have a strong push second half.
Second half?
Yeah, second half. They should have a strong push. They should get back, at least get back in the playoffs.
You see them making that AC? They what, 10 for 12 right? Or 10
for 12? Yeah. I think a lot going to change with it. We got a whole another half to go. You know what I mean?
If anybody can do it, it's going to be Heat. Yeah. Sure. Coach Spoke going to definitely do it.
And team's really about to start hitting the gas for real. So,
yeah,
we really about to really
All-Star game, yeah, they do hit the gas on the All-Star game. We got to push the pedal, man, and get ready for the season, for the playoffs.
We about to really see, you know, a lot of these teams' best punch.
Right.
The best punch they got. So, yeah, it should be good. Fun.
Yep, yeah. All right. The next topic on the list we got to talk about the Lakers, of course. Lakers had a 4-game losing streak last week, but they snapped it against the Blazers not too long ago. Brian, nice. Still nice. Solid, you know what I mean? Playing, putting up his regular numbers, his 28-8-8. He had 30 something this game, though. Had to do a little bit more. They got Schroeder back, which was definitely helpful. You can tell that helped them out a lot. He dropped 22. Dropped a hard 22 too. I think sometimes, man, with Schroeder, he take a lot of hard shots, like a lot of tough shots.
To me, he
take tough shots, but I mean, it works for him. He drives like he a good driver too.
Yeah,
his driving ability, I kind of underestimated it. He's actually a good driver. He got to work more on that, like that dishing, that driving kick.
He definitely got one. He take tough shots, but that's kind of his game, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
like I said, it's 22. That was a hard-ass 22 he got because he worked for every damn near 22 he had. So that was cool. I mean, well, that's what everybody's talking about. Should the Lakers be panicking because of that 4-game losing streak? Me, I don't think they should have. Like,
not at all.
LeBron do this shit every year with all his team.
For what? Why play?
Right before the All-Star game, your man, he pretty much he put it on cruise control. It's usually always somebody hurt Or he got to put it on cruise control because he got the All-Star game shit to worry about. And then he got to jump right back into the second half of the season and gear back up. So it's always been like that. He always go through like a 2 or 3 game losing streak right before the All-Star break. And then everybody be spazzing out like, what we going to do? What's going to happen? Man, y'all good, man. Like, straight. They won against the Blazers and they playing against the Warriors right now. And they stupid hot. Like, they dumb hot right now. They going crazy. So it is what it is. You said Blake. Booker said Blake going to Lonzo going to the Hornets. Lonzo, I think, is. Twan said that, or A said that the other day. He said that.
Yeah, for sure.
Lonzo going to the Hornets. And like he said, he betted on himself. And he's been playing well these last couple of weeks. His last month and a half, he's been doing his thing. Like, he's been really, really doing his thing. And what he actually really been doing his thing, you know, that defensive side, bro. Like, he's been locking his man down.
He always had that.
Yeah, he did. He has, but he like, you could tell like Lonzo stepped it up, bro. Like, I'm proud of Lonzo because y'all used to be like, Lonzo gonna be all right. I used to be like, I ain't had no faith in Lonzo. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't had no faith in him. I always had more faith in LaMelo than I did in Lonzo. But like, I'm seeing with his potential, like, he can really do something. So I'm fucking with it, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm fucking with Lonzo. And yeah, we heard, I think Blake going to the Heat. The Heat need him. They need bodies right now. He's a good key player. He going to bring a couple fans in too, you know. So yeah, Blake going to end up going to the Heat, I believe. Let me see. While we were speaking on the Lakers too, before we jump off the Lakers, LeBron's responded to Z Lanton's comments about, you know, famous people and sports players like that should just basically just play ball and focus on a sport and not do other things. That's total bullshit. yeah, it's what it is. When you got that type of platform, that's what you use your resources for, to create other avenues for other people and for the youth. You know, create avenues for the youth, of course, because they are the future. So if you don't do that, then what are you doing with yourself? I mean, what is your purpose in life if you don't do something to give back? When you got all this riches and accomplishments, that's the next step. You know, give back. You know what I mean? Make sure the future gonna be straight. So, you know, with his school and everything else that he got going on, and his and all his different foundations and shit like that that he do, it's like, why? How can you hate on that? Like, what are you hating on that for? I understand if that's what you want to do, then just do that. But at the same time, if that's what you're going to do, be quiet about it as well. Like, if you ain't going to do nothing with your resources and the bread that you make up, and you don't want to give back to the people or give back to the youth and get them inspiration and shit like that, then shut up and sit in the corner somewhere. You shut up and sit in the corner, basically. That's basically what you should do. You know what I mean? Like, don't speak on it. If you feel like everybody, don't speak on it. Keep that shit to yourself. You know what I mean? And just let the people that they doing, let them rock out and do how they doing it. Like, don't be worried about everybody else, man. That's some weak ass shit. Like, you wanna say, no, don't. Hold on, y'all. We got special guests. What's going on, baby? Your hand? What happened to your hand?
My hand.
You wanna kiss it? It's better? Okay, go ahead, go play.
Your daddy.
Go ahead.
Go finish playing.
All right, go finish. Yes, go finish playing. Thank you. You feel better? All right, you welcome. My bad, y'all. But, in that case, man, like, yeah, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say it about, man. Just keep that up, show what you got.
Man, it ain't, to me, honestly, I ain't worth talking about.
No, you know what I'm saying? What you talking about? Yeah,
it ain't even worth a comment.
Yeah, he's slow talking, man. That's some weak shit. That was just ignorant, man.
I mean, so, LeBron gonna be LeBron. He always been that way. Yeah. So, you know what I mean?
And especially from where he come from, what you think? He ain't gonna do that? Like, how
you feel about LeBron's response?
I feel like that was the right response. He flex your shit. Tell him what you got. Tell him what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, don't tell him that you out here just doing what you're doing tonight. I'm just only taking care of my family, and that's it. Like, nah, he putting people on, and he taking care of his original squad, basically his core, a group of friends. They all successful, doing things. He, you know, of course he helped them get into those doors and shit like that, but at the same time, they put the work in. You see the success with the work that they putting in. So I just like their whole aspect of how they teamwork. You know what I mean? They teamwork.
Man, LeBron always has some good insight.
Yeah, like,
I mean, especially on social issues.
Why do you think another athlete would say that?
I feel like he probably really feel that, but I feel like at the same time he envious.
I mean, I can't really say he really feel that, because do he? I mean, he probably don't really know or understand where LeBron coming from with it. So
LeBron's response was something in vain, like he did something like that. Previously.
But see, when he, well, you know what I mean. So when he feel it, I see it on his terms. Then
with his people, or something.
Yeah. So
it'll go both ways.
To like, me, honestly, it's just. He can possibly just want attention.
Some attention.
You know, LeBron got a big
want his name out there, so. So they gave him some smoke. You know what I mean? He wanted some smoke. He got a little bit of smoke. What'd he do? He play soccer or some shit?
Yeah, he's a soccer player.
Ain't no knocks to soccer, but I fuck with y'all. But, you know, he on LeBron on a whole nother scale, bro.
Soccer player.
Don't even worry about that, bro. Let's go into the All-Star Reserves, man. We got the All-Star Game Reserves on the West side. We got AD, PG.
Hold on, before we even go into
what you got?
Do you think it's somebody that's not on that list that possibly should have been?
It's always somebody. It's always somebody.
And that's exactly why I asked, because it's always somebody.
It's always somebody. In the West, I could go with... They hitting on all cylinders right there. Been dialing in the West that I think.
My boy, easily on the West that should have made it. Cool. Devin Booker.
Easy. Oh, yeah. That's number one candidate. Yeah.
Man.
Devin Booker,
Honestly, I think he should have made it over Gobert.
Boy, you know he ain't going to make it over Gobert because he's a big man.
Man, but still.
I see what you're saying, though. It should be like the best. Just 12, period.
I mean, I don't know. Somewhere you got to find a way for certain players to get on it.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know with Booker, it's like he got the star power, too. So it's like you got to put him, you got to find some way to get him into the All-Star game. Now, I think he's going to get into the All-Star game regardless because of AD. And I don't think AD going to play in the All-Star game. So I think Booker's going to get
in. Yeah, he's in there because of that.
But Booker definitely
it ain't the same. Like,
snub. I mean... To be honest with you, you could really say it's really Booker over CP3 for real in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they really only go as Booker. CP3 even said it himself. They go as Booker go for real. They go as far as Booker take them for real. CP3's just the perfect person to keep all that shit together and make them get over the hump. And get dubs as they've been doing. They got a new coach too. So that new coach, along with CP3 coming in, and then they getting Aiden back. It just was a perfect, you know, gumbo for them. So you can see they winning right now. They like what? They like 4th or 5th in the seed, I think, in the league right now. They doing their thing. The Suns is. I like the way the Suns play too. But you had AD, you had PG, you got Gobert, you got Dame Dollar, you got Spider, CP3, and Zion. Zion in there, you can even put CP3 or Booker over Zion for real. Because he
added. Oh, my boy.
I mean, Zion is still dogging. Don't get me wrong. He putting Zion up 25 a game.
Nah, but he averaging more than Booker. And his percentage better. Yeah.
Yeah, his percentage is top notch. It's crazy.
I think Booker averaging like 24 right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, yeah, if he averaging 24, then Zion got him, because Zion averaging 25, for sure.
And I think he got him in rebounds.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, and his percentage is...
It's close, killing. Man. It's close. Killing. What do you think,
But the thing is, though, the Suns got a better record.
Yeah, I'm saying, the Suns got a better record. What they doing? They been dogging. What you say,
I was saying, we are glad to see on there. That's probably like the first time.
Zach LaVine.
LaVine being in the All-Star game was that's definitely what's up. I like to see that. Speaking of that,
he got a smooth game, boy.
Super smooth, bro. Super, super smooth. And his jump shot got tremendously better his dude, over the years.
Kobe White be balling too, though.
Yeah, Kobe White be dogging. On the east side, y'all, we got Jaylen Brown. What y'all feel, man? What y'all, who y'all think should have got in the All-Star game or didn't get in the All-Star game? If y'all got somebody, you know what I mean? Put that in the comments. We got Jaylen Brown, James Harden, Zach LaVine, Julius Randle made it for the first. I'm happy Julius Randle made it.
That's just weird.
I'm happy Julius Randle, but he been balling, bro.
Yeah, he have.
He been putting up some crazy numbers.
But he always, I mean, he's
PJ jump in.
He been.
PJ, what up, PJ?
Nah, for real, Julius Randle always been a good baller. It's just hard to get a good fit for him.
What do you say?
Because his playing style. You know what I mean? His playing style is.
I never thought, to be honest with you, I never thought he would have been an All-Star off of his injury. But this year, he took his game to a whole nother level. And he's been playing the most minutes in the league.
Yeah, to me, he had a, well, he would coach Thib. You know, he'd be running.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be running people to the ground.
Thib's going to run that man to the ground, to the dirt. To the dirt.
He gonna put his best 6'7" out there. No more, no less. They gonna run.
Y'all got some noise back up in New York, man. Y'all got Brooklyn and y'all got New York playing over 500 balls. So y'all good. Y'all Gucci up there in New York, man, up in there in the Mecca. And y'all got D Rose back, bruh. What? Y'all up there winning. And he been balling too, bruh. Just been balling, man. Very consistent. You
know my guy.
Shout out to D Rose, man. You know he was one of the top vote getters too. Still, because of the fans they still be putting them up there, and the guards. You got Ben Simmons, you got Jason Tatum, and Vucevic from Orlando. We gonna get into the East because East got some shit going on. The first thing we want to talk about the East is the Celtics. From what I understand, what the whispers in their locker room is that Brad Stevens is losing the locker room, basically. They is, what, 15 and 16, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that game under 500. Yeah, that game under 500. And everybody is like, why is the Celtics playing so poorly overall throughout the season so far? And
I do think it's strange that they got a losing record right now.
Yeah, like they ain't had a losing record in years. And they pretty much got the same personnel. Now don't get me wrong, Kemba is hurt. He ain't been healthy.
Nah, but at the same playing.
He been playing, but you know he ain't healthy. But your boy, you got two All-Stars on your team, so you should be in you should have a winning record. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, you should have a winning record. Like two All-Stars.
Yeah, I mean, but they lack so much for real. Like they don't have a big
that boy
man.
Just traveled.
They don't have nobody in the paint to really collect rebounds or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
What up, Chazzy?
Plus Marcus Smart is out too, so you know, he a nice piece because he play defense. He ball handles sometimes.
Yeah.
He set up players to get assists. You know what I'm saying? So He a big piece that they missing.
I feel it.
On top of them already lacking, because they do lack. They lack a lot. They don't really have a bench for real.
They bench young.
Yeah, nah. Them two just ain't going to do it.
I feel it. Do you think, what about the coach? You think is something with the coach going on?
I don't really think it's the coach.
I don't think it is either. I think he's a good coach for
me. Yeah, I don't think it's the coach.
I think it's just their chemistry off a little bit right now. Their chemistry a little bit off right now.
They do need to make some trades, though.
Yeah, I think
you need some new life in there.
Yeah.
That's all.
That would be some good therapy for Celtics right now. A couple trades. You know, Danny Ainge be quick to pull that trade.
I even trade Kemba.
You'll trade Kemba?
Yeah.
Oh, they just paid that.
You crazy.
It depends on what's on the table. I'll take it. You give me some picks, first rounders or something like that. I'll take that. Hope Kemba.
I feel it. I mean, he a good piece to put on a trading block, but it's like, what I'm going to get back.
You can find something for
him. I mean, picks is always a good deal.
Because you got to think, as long as you got the two, which is Tatum and Jaylen Brown, you somewhat solid. You can place pieces around that. You know what I mean? So, but he can be a piece that you can get
a lot for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or at least you, I ain't gonna say a lot, but you can get something for it to set up your team in a good position. Put your team in a good position.
True, that's true. That.
I ain't saying go ahead and do that, but I'm saying if you throw something nice my way, I'm going
to say, hey,
for real.
Toss me a little something on the side with the pack.
Stupid, don't be stupid now. I ain't saying be stupid, but I'm saying though, you know what I mean?
I feel
you. You throw me something nice for him, I'll buy.
So you better back, man. See, we buying back. And shout out to the Celtics, man. Hopefully, I bounce back on the second half of the season. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure they are. They're going to definitely make it to the playoffs. They just going to have to come alive in the playoffs. But
what you think about your boy, Vucevic, being in over, what's your guy name from the Bucks? Middleton.
Middleton? Yeah. I was just thinking about that when he showed that highlight. I was like, Middleton in the All-Star game.
I don't know.
Vucevic
had
to play
good.
I mean, Vucevic had more to carry than Middleton, basically. So I can see why they did it. You know what I mean? But at the same time, he ain't better than Middleton. Nah, he ain't better than Middleton. Middleton still, he on the 40, 30, 50, 90 club again this year. So, like, yeah. Somebody that's playing with those type of numbers and they still averaging over 20 points, you got to give it to him. Like, Middleton, he get a lot of slack. Because for some reason they can't never get over the hump. But at the same time, he do be doing his thing. Like, Middleton definitely be balling for real.
He ain't gonna get him over the hump.
But yeah, he ain't gonna get him over the hump.
He Middleton, ain't that player.
He ain't the player that gets you over the hump, but he definitely like a strong number three. Like, if you had a strong number two to go with Giannis, he'd definitely be a strong number three. Yeah, strong third option. So, you know, the All-Star game, I don't know what the energy gonna be like for the All-Star game, because they don't even want to be there for it. You know what I mean? Like, and then it was already told that they wasn't gonna have it in the beginning of the year, and they were negative and said they was gonna have it.
They having a 3-point contest in halftime.
At halftime?
And a dunk contest.
So it's gonna be all in one day? It ain't gonna be on two different days?
Everything gonna be in one day, yeah.
That's cool. I mean, it's COVID. I mean, what can you do? I mean, it ain't.
They forcing it.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like the whole weekend.
Just from a business Saturday and Sunday aspect, they kind of got to.
Yeah. The money. That's it's the move. That's
the pass up on. You know what I mean? Although they might not get, you know what I mean, what they normally would get.
Yeah.
Something is better than nothing. You know what I mean?
For sure.
The player should really look at that too, though, to be honest with you, because it's going to affect them, you know what I mean, later, sooner or later.
Facts.
So the business aspect, yeah, go for it, you know what I mean, get what you can from it. If y'all are able to put something together, why not? But
tell them to make a play. Yeah, make a play. Make a move. Do something. I feel that, though. I feel that. Let's go on to your boy Kyrie, man. He said he want Kobe to be the logo. What you think about that? I agree with him.
Yeah, I kind of work with it. I can. Yeah.
Most people say, like, they want Jordan to be the logo. But to me, I feel like it got to be Kobe. Because Kobe, what he represents, that mama mentality shit, everything that goes in between that, like, what he represents the NBA, basically, the hard work, the dedication, the perseverance, the grinding everything out, you know what I mean? Not complaining, just toughing everything out, you know what I mean? He represents represents the, that's what you want to have your players represent, basically. I would rock with that for sure. Like, you could say, pull Jordan because of everything that he did for the league as far as making it global, but I mean, especially, you know, of course he worked hard and everything like that too, but everybody knows, like, Jordan talent was so greater than everybody, all his counterparts, you know. That's why he could smoke cigars and drink a beer after the game and shit like that.
You know, I say it'd be a good way to should be a good way to, you know what I mean?
I think it's good for the youth.
To remember. Yeah. You know what I mean? Good. Way to.
He's such a high caliber player.
Yeah.
And for us to lose him in that type of way, it's like you gotta put, you gotta even put another, a more stamp on it. Like, you know what I mean? You gotta put a stamp on it. Like, making him the logo would be clutch. It'd be clutch. I think the NBA probably gonna eventually do it. Jerry West don't give, he don't care. He said he don't care. He didn't even ask to be the logo when they made the logo of him. So I think they're gonna give it to Kobe once it comes down to it. It's just gonna take a lot of time. Another thing that happened in the league, Iman Shumpert came back for the Nets. He had a slow start when he first came out that week, or his first sign, like when he first signed on, because he had pulled his hamstring, but he came back, dropped a couple minutes, like 25, 30 minutes. What you think he gonna do for the Nets? I already know. I know he gonna provide
three and D ASAP. It's how much? I don't really think he can contribute too much than what they already have.
I like Shumpert though. I like his game too. I like his game.
To me, their biggest problem is that the biggest problem is defensive presence in the paint. You know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you, your boy.
Jordan and DeAndre. He said he got that go. Slaughter was like, Toto walked that man out the gym. Out the locker room, bro. That's crazy.
Just letting people run right past him.
They still having those issues too, because people still dropping like over 100 points on them, man.
Easy.
Which is crazy.
But they shouldn't.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy.
If he can, bro, I'm telling you, if he can make people think about coming in here, but they just run right past him, bro.
Without even thinking twice.
Ain't nothing to think about. He ain't there. He running the other way. He see you coming in. Oh, there you go. But he gotta go, man. He gotta go. He ain't got no effort. The only time he crashed the board is when
it's Oop Bill. He still see. I think DeAndre is stuck in the Clippers playbook still, because that's what worked for him. Yeah, and they did work for him.
You don't really need a playbook to block somebody that's 2 feet in front of you. You don't need a playbook.
You just need a little bit of effort and a little bit of jerk.
You just
gotta
want to do it. Like,
you gotta treat him like Kwame Brown.
Like Kwame? Huh? Mr. Small Hands.
I don't know why people. I'm surprised. Like, I'm surprised they ain't starting to blast him
on the ones and twos in the back, y'all. He said, "Treat that man like Kwame Brown."
I'm surprised they ain't starting to blast him yet, bro. I'm telling you.
Hey,
it's coming, though. It's coming. They gonna get a full good look at him in the playoff. Everybody gonna start saying that. Hell yeah. He trash.
I say trash.
He ain't himself no more. But
of course, everybody get exposed in the playoffs. That real shit get exposed in the playoffs for sure. It's turtle walking for your boy, man. The Nets gonna sign somebody.
They need somebody like JaVale McGee.
Yeah, they gonna sign somebody. JaVale McGee. Man, I miss him for the Lakers, bro. He's so live, bro. Like, JaVale on Quiet as Cat, bro. He is a really solid center, man.
He talented.
He
just
bro.
Don't know how to harness it.
Pierre, three times now, boy. I know you. I know. Pierre,
he
three times.
He don't know how to focus it for a long period of time.
Yeah, yeah. Like, in Cleveland, like, they winning. They over 500, bro.
Ooh.
Cleveland.
Brown.
The Cavs.
Yes.
Man, that's crazy.
But yeah, they play Lakers, hard, though. The Cavs play hard.
Like, I'm telling you, bro, them losing them two centers, bro, it's hurting them so bad right now. Because you can
It's really just Jared Allen.
Jared Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was that guy.
That's messed up.
I'd let DeAndre Jordan go. Hey, he would have been gone already. Bye-bye. We're going to keep Allen.
Ooh. Tell him to say that Nate Baker on home. Right.
But see, Cleveland probably already knew. They probably already knew
he was lying. Break his game down. That's what he was doing.
He turned out the way, bro. They were right behind him. And then he tried to act like he ain't know what was going on.
Like, he was like, what?
Meanwhile, James Harden yelling at him like, bro, you can't just do that. Like,
you could tell like they ain't got no they don't trust they anchor in the backcourt. Like
they ain't got no anchor back there.
Yeah, they don't trust their anchor. See,
oh man. Cleveland was like this. They probably offered them DeAndre Jordan. They was like, nah, not that one.
Said not that one.
Come out with a better deal.
You said nah, not that one. Hey, I'ma tell you, bro, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, bro. That's a lack of personnel out there for the NBA, man. It's a lack of like people to sign and shit like that. I feel like it is people out there, but the NBA don't want to let those people back into the league, like Jamal Crawford, shit like that. Like, how you have?
I mean, what? But for real, it's time for new flavor, though.
Like, but at the same time, the new flavor is bringing you what you want, though. Some of them is, some of them ain't. I feel like somebody like Jamal Crawford still got a lot to offer.
It ain't no stars in college.
Nah, it ain't no stars in college for real.
Go let them boys in the G League get out there.
G League, I mean, that's what they been messing with.
You got to think, they coming from a place, man. They working hard. You got to get some guys out there that's going to work.
I feel it. The effort and shit. I mean, I think the new stars that they got now, like the Zion Williams and all that shit, I feel like they're going to hold the league down. I feel like they're going to
I mean, we already know who the upcoming stars are, you know, going forward.
Yeah.
We can see that.
Do you feel the others are going to be able to carry the league?
Yeah, though? You know, you still need them others, like, you know, J.R. Smith, you know what I'm saying? Them players
CJ McCullough,
that still,
and all that shit.
Yeah, that you still rock with, like, oh, yeah, they lie.
Yeah,
because those other players is what actually make the team live. You can have a star,
X factors. Them X factors.
You can have a star on your team all day, but without them other players, it's like, you know, you ain't gonna really like that team. You just gonna like that star.
I feel it. Speaking of all these interchanges and shit like that, COVID's been fucking up the NBA games now. COVID being what it is, they have, how could I put it? They have let fans back in the stands, and they have been jumping into the stands and shit like that from time to time. It's been getting, the crowd's been getting a lot more heavier and heavier. I seen the Jazz game the other day. They was like, the crowd was in that bitch.
Yeah.
Like, so shout out to the NBA for letting that shit develop slowly.
The Jazz a problem too, man.
Jazz super nasty, bro.
Yeah, the Jazz is a problem.
They super, super nasty, bro. Like, they cold with it.
Yeah. Why people still sleeping on the Clippers, man?
I don't know. Ain't nobody talking about the Clippers. Nobody talking about them, but they steady winning. Like, just steady winning. You think they're going to talk about them more in the playoffs? They're going to have to. The thing is with the Clippers, though, they just can't drop the ball again. But they're going to have to definitely, like, when they win this in the playoffs this year, they're going to have to, like, murk people out.
That's why I think people should pay more attention to them.
Because if they go into a 7-game series with somebody, everybody would immediately be like, oh, they're going to choke. They're going to choke.
Because you got to think, man, they got blasted. They got blasted by the media, bro. So you already know they're going to come back with some type of animosity.
Hell yeah. I mean, it's all up to PG, though.
You know what I mean?
They going to go, Kawhi going to be able to do his thing, but I feel like they're going to go as far as PG play, as well as PG play. PG play well.
They're going to go hard. I don't think you should just, like, not pay them attention. Mm. If anything, I keep the attention on. You know what I mean?
On Clippers?
I want to just let it go, you know what I mean, ride up under the radar.
I think the top team still watching them and looking at them and seeing what they like, what they got up their sleeve, but I don't know. You know what I mean? What up, GQ? The players of the week this week is brought to you by Totally Exclusive Designs, your one-stop shop for art.
Hold on.
Huh? What you mean?
Totally exclusive visual design.
Oh, excuse me. Totally exclusive visual design. I forgot the V in there. ESTFD. I did do that. Remember, man, y'all can hit y'all code for y'all 10% basketball. It's in the comments down there. Check it out. Y'all can go ahead and hit that link. It'll take y'all over to his website. Like I said, he got the paintings. He got the art. He got the logo designs, web designs. If y'all need anything of that nature, hit him up. Anything clothing line, got the clothing line, that's dope, definitely dope. Check out that shit. We gonna start rocking some of that shit so we can go ahead and show y'all like how this shit rock. It is nice. So y'all can go ahead and hit that link for the code for y'all 10% is basketball. Again, totally exclusive visual designs, right? There we go. Yeah. Make sure y'all check that out. The players of the week this week was James Harden and Dame Dolla. They both was dropping dimes and buckets through the whole week. I mean, Harden had a stat line of like 29, 38, 40 game, and a 32, 3, or 4 point game. Dame had like 28, 30, and a 30 type of game, but he had to carry a lot of weight, and they won all three of their games besides the Lakers game that they lost this recent. So they ended up being the players of the week. How you feel, James Harden, fitting over there at Brooklyn?
Perfect. It's funny because I said when people was back, they was questioning how it could work.
Yeah.
I said the only way it could work is if one of the two, Kyrie Irving or James Harden, focus more on just being a facilitator. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm like, man, to be honest with you, if I was a coach, I would go to them or one of them and be like, I want you to lead the league and assist. But I don't just want you to lead the league and assist. I want you to do something historic,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, try to average like 14 assists.
Yeah, I say the most assists you can average for the season.
You know what I'm saying? Because that will put more of an emphasis and focus on them. You know what I mean? As they try to blend their team, as they try to blend. You know what I mean?
His role,
right? You know what I mean? But I see they don't necessarily, they ain't necessarily need it. The way they going about it is perfect. Which it was, I mean, it was only great. You know what I mean? Because Kyrie, naturally, he's a scorer anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he's a skilled scorer. James Harden can facilitate. You know what I'm saying? He's nice in the pick and roll. He can, you know, pass the ball. So.
It made sense. Yeah. I think Harden got to stay put where he is as a facilitator. Basically, he showed that he can do it when D'Antoni came over to Houston and they start running that fast-paced offense, and he was ended up with all those triple-doubles, averaging like 10 assists a game. So people realized like, okay, then he can basically play point guard. And he fit more of a point guard's demeanor than Kyrie do. Kyrie is a scorer.
Yeah.
He definitely, you know, get about 5 or 6 assists, but he is scoring. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. He put the ball in the bucket.
But it was a small adjustment for James Harden anyway.
That first game.
No, I mean just blending in.
Oh yeah.
Just for the strength of D'Antoni being the assistant coach. You know what I mean? Steve Nash being coached by D'Antoni.
Right.
It's already a system that he's already been in. You know what I mean? He's been having D'Antoni his coach for the last 7 seasons. Or
yeah.
Something
so
like
you
that.
Basically just take that whole game plan that they did over in Houston and just apply.
It's the same
that.
Thing.
Yeah, it is the same.
He just stepped right into a system that he was already kind of involved in anyway. With minor tweaks here and there, but
I feel that. Did I say that? Yeah, I did say that. And then we got a couple injuries on deck this week. Just one actually that was major. We got Hawks. They lose Bogdanovich with a fractured kneecap. Got that Kyrie Irving.
Man, he should have went to. He should have stayed with the Bucks, man. I don't know what he was.
Bogdanovich, it was the money, it was the moonlight, bro. They weren't trying to play him. But you know, they need him, though, for real. Like, that's what they need right now. Like, Bogdanovich.
He was perfect on them, man.
Yeah, he was perfect for them, bro. What the fuck was that, bro? Shaq and a fool, bro. What is. Bro, you just seen what he just did?
Yeah, why these niggas still got.
What is
five?
They doing? God. Hey, I just seen the silliest shit, man. This man. He going on Shaq and a fool, bro.
You said why they still got
five. Yeah,
they had five
man,
of the longest, bro. It's what, 7 minutes left? Less than 7 minutes left, and they only got 5 points.
They had five.
Yeah, slow walking for the Warriors tonight, boy. Is Curry out there? Yeah, Curry out there. Damn, Brian going crazy too.
You know how they do.
Curry, you know?
Yeah.
Slow walking, then he started going with the barrage.
It just depends. It all matters about the second, the middle quarters.
Draymond with a punch. All right, man, we was watching the game a little bit. The player of the week this week, it goes to that Luka. Boy, Luka. He hit the game winner, top of the key on the left corner. What I noticed about
who
Luka.
Who's that on? Who's that playing? That's
a good one. Who was that? Who was they playing? They was playing, it was like a good matchup. Was it the Blazers?
No, I want to play.
Was it the Jazz? It might have been the Blazers.
No, I think it was the Jazz. Because the Blazers, what's his name on the one? He wasn't the one player of the week if they would have lost two games. Dang.
Right.
So, I think it had to be the Jazz. Possibly the Jazz. It was somebody. But he had a game with her. And what I noticed about Luka is, he shoot at that same spot for every game winner. Whether he miss it, make it, he maybe shoot at that same
him,
spot.
Maybe pushing him to the left.
Yeah, they push him to the left, but he shoot better off his left to me than his right.
Yeah, when he going to the left, he fired up.
Yeah, I about to say he more potent off the left hand than he is the right hand when he pulling off the shot. So shout out to you, Luka, man. Mavs, y'all been up and down this year. Y'all ain't been as good as y'all supposed to be. I feel like they gonna. You think they gonna make it to the playoffs? Mavs. They gonna make the ace. They got the ace spot right now, right?
Yeah, Golden State up. They went up some more, I think.
They did.
Yeah, I think so.
Where we at today on that?
If I ain't mistaken, they might be above the Blazers.
The Blazers. The Blazers.
I think so.
Golden State. I don't know. I don't know about that one. We'll see. But while they pulling up that, we can go into some key matches this week. The Lakers is going against the Suns on, what is that, Tuesday? Golden State going against the Trailblazers. That's your boy. That's the point guard matchup. That's Dame versus Curry. So y'all know that's going to be, hey, get your popcorn ready. They're going to be going crazy on that one. That's on Wednesday. And,
that's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a real good game. And then the 76ers, best in the East, going against the best in the West. 76ers versus Jazz. So, on the Western Conference, you got Utah at 1, Lakers at 2, Clippers at 3, Phoenix at 4. Phoenix is at 4. San Antonio is 5?
Yeah, but that's because they ain't played as many games, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, they had some of the games.
Yeah, they still got to catch up.
Okay, so Golden State is 7 in Denver. Oh, the Denver to climb back in. Ooh. I'm going to say this. I don't think Golden State is going to be able to hold that spot. If anybody coming out, it's going to be Golden State. It's not going to be.
I say Dallas.
Are you saying Dallas going to get in?
Nah, I say they ain't going to make it.
They ain't not gonna make it.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody else gonna make it. That's on the top eight right now.
Denver gonna shoot up. They gonna probably be where San Antonio at. San Antonio gonna come down for sure. They ain't gonna stay at that fifth spot.
You think they gonna stay in the playoffs though? In the mix?
I don't think so.
You think San Antonio gonna fall all the way from 5 all the way out the playoffs?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, because then
if Pop let that happen, man, it's time to retire, Pop.
It ain't because of Pops.
You don't think?
San Antonio ain't got no players for real, man.
They got a decent they got enough to hold them through. I mean, they fifth in the league, right? Fifth in the West.
They ain't got no
players.
Think about it. When it's time to make them runs and them pushes. Them all superstars.
On the Pacers or on the Spurs?
DeRozan.
I don't know. I heard he was on the trading block early this year, though. But I don't know if he,
man.
What you think about DeRozan?
Stop.
You don't like DeRozan?
I mean, come on, bro.
I like DeRozan, man. I think he a dog for real, but he don't get you over the hump. it's a militant effect. It don't get over.
Man, he old regular. I know how to play basketball.
Really?
Damn, man, listen.
Taught him that.
Listen.
I'm your regular. You know how to play basketball.
Who better than him? Who is he better than?
Who is he better than? He's better than a lot of players in the league, bro.
I'm saying with a name though.
With a name?
He down here with the I know how to ball players. But that's it. It ain't
okay.
Is he top 20?
I put it like this.
I don't think he top 20. I think I can find 20 players.
I put him in the top 40.
Down there with what I say.
But I put him in the top 40. He might be in the 30 mix.
Okay, like, how many players?
It's 544, I believe. Probably. It's something like number like that.
Man, but listen.
500 or 300.
After them top 20, like we ain't talking. After them top 20, we ain't really talking about you.
That's true.
Let's just be honest. Like, we ain't really talking about you. He ain't one of them. When the last time we had a nice story about him on ESPN or something?
It was when he was with Toronto.
It's been a minute. And then that story ain't even been good.
Nah.
It
was, you can't get past LeBron. Can't get over that bra hump.
You know what I mean?
Hell nah. Yeah, every time they ran into LeBron.
You like them trade you and keep Kyle Lowry, and Kyle Lowry won the ring. Like, you know what I mean? Come on now.
Yeah. That's tough, bro.
You went to Coach Pop's and you still ain't doing nothing. Like, what are you doing?
That's one thing I don't understand. He don't be having like real live like seasons that he was having with the Raptors. He ain't having them over there with the Spurs. But it's like, I know Pop different. I know his whole scheme is different, but at the same time, he's still.
Bro. He ain't that. He just ain't that.
Crazy.
He just ain't that. I'm the type of person that I'm a look. If I see it, you show me what you eat. That's what I'm gonna take you as. I ain't gonna put no other expectations on it. Like, he had to show me, and what he's showing me is that. Yeah. What am I supposed to look at? Oh, he better than Devin Booker or something? No.
Nah, I put him like where Middleton is. Like, I put him like around that area. If he had a strong number one, he would be a nice two.
Man, Middleton is even making more of an impact than him.
Yeah. Middleton and them, I think they got a better team, but and they got a better scheme too. They don't use DeRozan like they should be using DeRozan. But Pop ain't never had a player like DeRozan.
But that's DeRozan too.
I mean,
though.
He has, but he ain't never had him like while they was in their prime.
But that's DeRozan too, though.
What? DeRozan and his drive?
If you gonna buy, you gonna buy. No coach gonna stop you from balling. Especially if I'm the only person on this squad, bro, I'm putting up 30.
That's true.
But
that's
you gonna
true.
Tell me not to put up 30? don't play this way. He ain't gonna say that. So
don't put up 30, sir. We can't take it. We can't take no 30 balls. We don't need them.
30 if you can get 30. Like, you know what I mean? So if DeMar DeRozan really wanted to just play like that, he would play. Like, what he averaging, like 16, something like that, 17?
Damn, that's crazy.
Man, matter of fact, man,
I want to check you out real quick, see what you're saying.
Look, I'm about to look.
That's crazy. I don't know what DeRozan averaging, but he should definitely be doing a little bit more than what he's doing. I ain't gonna lie, but I think it's...
I ain't gonna say he should. Because if it ain't him, it just ain't him.
But I done seen him. I done seen him like really do some shit. On and off, like from the NBA stage. Who this right here that plays when you're signed and caught up in the G League? That's a lot of players caught up from the G League. Shout out to the COVID. Did they waive your boy? The Lakers?
Who?
Bench all star. Dudley. Dudley got waived, huh? He on the list right there. They definitely need space.
They just opened up room for DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, they need Cousins. And I heard they just signed a young big man. They signed somebody.
Hold on, they ain't weave. Carmelo Anthony was on that list.
Oh, no, no, no. That must be old. Yeah. I've been watching Melo, too, bro. Melo been dogging, though. Oh, for real. He's been playing some humble shit, bro. He been dogging, He doing his little thing. Shout out to you, Melo, man. See you do your thing, man. He ain't had too much points last night, but he definitely be like, when the coach give him the green light, he go to work. He definitely been going to work when he get a chance, when he get his opportunity. I don't think there's much left on the list, man, for the week, a couple games
to watch out for, though.
Just watch some games
this week. This week, we got some key matchups. We run them down for y'all. We got the Lakers and the Suns playing on Tuesday. It's a couple games on Tuesday too. It's a nice lineup, but that's PG, one of the key games.
Just tell them to give us a couple more minutes. I seen Chris do his thing. Hold on, go ahead.
We got another key game. Golden State play the Lakers. They play the Lakers on Wednesday. So that'll be... No, I'm sorry. They play the Trailblazers, not the Lakers. They playing the Lakers now. So they play the Trailblazers on Wednesday. And then you got the Celtics play the Clippers that same day on Wednesday. So them two good games.
Yeah, I think this week going to be some juicy news this week. I feel like there's going to be some juicy news for us for next week. So, y'all stay tuned, man. Y'all know what it is.
When KD come back? You know,
I don't know, bro. They got that boy in basketball prison right now.
He ain't going to come back until after the break.
After the All-Star break?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard AD wasn't coming back until after the All-Star break.
It's only slow
for that. They just trying to get it together. I mean, with all these protocols that they're doing with the games now, and then they're trying to have this All-Star game, it's kind of like hustling backwards, but I know it's because of the money they got to do it. So it's going to get done. We're going to have that to talk about. That's coming up, what, 2 weeks from now?
I think so. I thought it was next week.
That's one thing about the All-Star game, man. I need the weekend aspect of it. Like, I like that vibe. Like, Saturday skills, three-point dunk competition, then the game on Sunday.
I thought it was next Sunday.
Damn. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. Is that the one in Indianapolis this year? No, it's supposed to be in Indianapolis this year. Yeah, I was actually going to go to that, but because of everything, it's going to be in Atlanta. So, Atlanta, y'all, take a trip. We're on a trip. Hey, I'm down, bro. What you mean? You take that trip. Atlanta, shit, that's nothing. You know, be ready. But that's pretty much it for this week, man. Remember, man, y'all check us out. This new episode, last week episode, we putting it up on the tube for some reason, but it's getting us, it's glitchy right now. But it'll be up on us soon as Ted can figure it out and you know, wax on, wax all that shit out. Mr. Miyagi it out. This episode will be on there as soon as he gets that done. It'll be on King C's Gaming on the YouTube. Like I said, we're working on fixing all that out for y'all. Come back next week, man. Sorry about the fucking IG shit. It was clicking off and clicking on. So when y'all was jumping in, it kicked y'all out because my phone died. So I wanted some interactions with some fans today.
Tom Brady said,
"What he said? You explaining your losers." Nah, I just want to let him know. I ain't want to just cut him off like that. Be like, "What's going on?" Yeah, so we was gonna do the same thing we did last week with some fans, but we just couldn't do it this week. The phone fucked up and just fucked up everybody's beat. But y'all jump back in. Y'all can jump some comments in. Speak on how y'all feel. You mean if y'all don't like some teams, let us know. Throw the basketballs in the comments. Basketball Jones, King C's. We ball forever, man. Ball is life is love. Y'all know what it is. And we'll be back for episode 60 next week, man. Y'all take it easy. We out. Deuces.
Right.